The Flying Test. Today is 20 April 2012, the newscaster announced. In top news this morning, Willis Everson returns to Earth for the last time today. After 20 years with the National Space Settlement Program, Everson is retiring to spend more time with his family. The famous astronaut is best known for leading Earth's first mission to Jupiter in 2005. In recent years, Everson commanded multiple supply convoys to Earth's colony on Mars. During an interview with Space News magazine, Antrik Everson switched off the Cosmovision. He had to get ready for school. "Are you excited?" Mum asked as she entered the kitchen. She took three eggs from the preserver and placed them in the Instacook, then pressed scramble and start. "Yeah," Antrik answered, "but nervous too. I sure hope I pass." Mum's forehead wrinkled. "Pass? I was talking about Dad coming home. What are you talking about?" "My flying test," Antrik said. "It's after school today, remember?" "Oh, my stars, I completely forgot. Antrik, you can't take your test today." "If I cancel, I won't be able to get another appointment for at least 6 months," Antrik protested. "I'd be 13 before I got my license. No one waits that long." The Instacook chimed. Mum took out the now scrambled eggs and dished them onto two plates. "I suppose it's okay. Dad has to debrief, and then he has a news conference. He probably won't be home until dinner time anyway." Her eyes widened. "I know. We can celebrate his homecoming and your license. He'll be so proud of you." "If I pass," Antrik said. What if he failed the test? What would Dad think of him? Over the years, they had connected through Cosmovision, but with time zones and equipment glitches and planetary interference, their conversations had been few and far between. What if Dad turned out to be like his friend Laren's dad, who had yelled at Laren for an hour when he failed his flying test? "Are you okay, honey?" Mum asked. Antrik nodded. Changing the subject, he said, "So what are we having for dinner? After being gone for 7 years, Dad should get something extra good, shouldn't he?" Mum smiled. "Hamburgers. They're his favourite, and there was no way to get one on the spaceship or on Mars, of course." "I didn't know he likes hamburgers." Just another thing to add to the list of things he didn't know about his dad. At school that day, everybody was talking about Willis Everson. The Universal History teacher treated the class to a 20-minute lecture on the famous astronaut's legacy, and the school administrator stopped Antrik in the hallway saying, "We'd be very interested in having your father speak at a school assembly. Please mention it to him." In several of Antrik's classes, various kids shoved slips of paper and moonball caps and even a t-shirt at him, asking for his father to autograph them. Even Laren brought up the subject at lunch. "So, will you get to meet the world president now that your dad's back?" Antrik scowled. "Why should I?" Laren flicked an olive off his pizza slice. "Come on, your dad's legendary. The world president will definitely want to give him a medal or something. Maybe she'll invite you, your whole family, to the mansion." "I doubt it." Antrik pushed his lunch tray away. He wasn't hungry anymore. "Anyway, I don't want to talk about my dad." "Okay," Laren said good-naturedly. "Let's talk about your flying test then. Did you practice your vertical parking?" "That's the only part I'm worried about," Antrik admitted. Somehow, every time he practiced vertical parking, he ended up a few feet too high or too low. Once, he'd even dented an expensive sports flyer parked beneath him. Of course, the flyer's auto repair had immediately restored it, but if he did that during his test, he'd probably fail. "Well, you can't do worse than that kid who killed his examiner," Laren said. "What?" "My brother told me about him. It happened a long time ago, back when they used human test examiners instead of robots. The kid was trying to aeropark, and he crashed the test pod. His examiner died on the way to the hospital." Laren took a huge gulp of banana apple juice, burped, and added, "That kid probably never got his license." Antrik smiled. Feeling better, he grabbed the pizza off his tray and jammed it in his mouth. Laren's brother had probably made up that story, but whether it was true or not, Antrik knew that he had to be a much better driver than that mythical kid, even with his parking troubles. After school, Antrick took the community aerobus to the testing centre. Once inside, he went through the retinal scan and fingerprint identification. Then he sat down to wait. The longer he waited, the more nervous he got. The reading material in the waiting room didn't help either. Everywhere he looked, he saw a headline about a famous spaceman, Willis Everson. "Everson?" intoned the receptionist. "Antrick Everson?" Antrick rode the conveyor belt into the test hangar and entered the test pod. Once he was seated, he wiped his sweaty hands on his jacket and took a few deep breaths. Finally, an automated voice filled the pod. "Antrick Everson, your flying test will now begin. Please perform a standard safety check of your pod before igniting the engine." An hour later, he exited the hangar feeling totally drained. Hovering had been easy, and he had no trouble linking onto the commuter wire or ascending and descending the aerovator. However, parking hadn't gone so well. He hadn't dented anything this time, but he had scratched the test pod while navigating into a narrow slot between a 9-person aerovan and one of those new Rover hybrids that resembled a funny-looking octopus. He hoped that what he'd done was right enough to earn him a passing grade. He had just reached the aerobus station when his communication watch beeped and flashed a message from the testing centre.
"Test result, fail. License denied."
"No!" Antrick stepped onto the aerobus and slumped into the first empty seat. Now he wished he had postponed the test like Mum had suggested. He could have used that extra 6 months to practice parking. Another beep announced a message from Mum. "Dad home, can't wait to see you. Hurry!" "Dad!" Suddenly, Antrick felt like he'd eaten a kilo of moon dust. This was the worst thing that had ever happened to him. What if the media heard about it? He pictured the headlines. "Famous flyer Will Everson arrives home to wife and flying failure son." He pictured his family at the mansion. The WP saying that she bet Antrick was a chip off the old block, and his dad replying,
"Not really. Antrick didn't get the flying gene from me. In fact, I don't think he'll ever get his license."
The aerobus let him off, and he walked home as slowly as possible. Outside his flat, he hesitated. What if he just didn't go in? Maybe the library was still open. Another beep.
"Where are you?"
There was no avoiding it. He waved his watch under the scanner and unlocked the door. "Antrick?" Mum called as he stepped inside. The entryway smelled of hamburgers and chocoberry pie. He sighed. "Yep." He heard footsteps, and then both his parents were in the entryway, and Dad was hugging him. In spite of how awful he felt, or maybe because of it, the hug was pretty good. You couldn't get hugs like that over Cosmovision. But then came the moment he'd been dreading. "You're so late," Mum said. "How did the test go?" Antrick looked down. I failed. I messed up on parking." Surprisingly, Dad laughed. Okay, so he was going to make fun of the situation. Laren's dad did that sometimes. Antrick didn't like being laughed at, but maybe it was better than a lecture. But Dad didn't say anything sarcastic, like Laren's dad might have. Instead, he shook his head. "That pesky parking. It's the curse of the Eversons." "What do you mean?" Antrick asked. Dad put his arm around Antrick's shoulder. "Haven't you heard about the guy who crashed his text pod and killed his examiner?" Dad blinked. "My examiner hit his head and had to stay in the hospital overnight. I didn't kill him." "Wait, that was you?" Antrick asked. "I thought it was just a story." Dad pointed at himself and grinned. "That was me, famous astronaut Willis Everson, 30 years ago.
"No way,"
Antrick said, suddenly feeling as weightless as he had at his 6th birthday party. It had taken place in an anti-gravity chamber. "It's true," Dad said. "Come have a hamburger and I'll tell you all about it."